and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. Today we are at Ashton Gate in Bristol. It's been a lovely day so far, and I'm very pleased to be back to offer hopefully a few more marketing insights. My name's James Marriott. Let's introduce our guest. Hello, tell us who you are.
Hello, good morning. And my name is Megan Whitty. I'm a consultant for the UK charity Rainforest Concern. And we preserve natural habitats and wildlife in Latin America, India and Romania, and have actually protected over 5 million acres of rainforest since the charity started 32 years ago next month.
I'm really looking forward to this conversation. I do want to mention, as you arrived for our recording today, you brought me a really nice calendar with some absolutely beautiful photos in. And so I think that immediately kind of made me realise the sort of work that you guys are doing is kind of amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is really. I mean, as you know, the natural world is in a bit of a worrying state at the moment. And as Jane Goodall recently said, that, you know, we're doing our best to destroy our only home. So it's vital that we all do something. And Rainforest Concern has been going for 32 years, as I mentioned, and has fantastic wildlife conservation projects, mainly creating sort of ecological corridors for wildlife in Ecuador and Costa Rica. So we're buying up land at the moment to create these protected areas so wildlife can migrate freely from A to B. And lots of corporate partners are working with us to actually buy sort of jigsaw puzzles of land around the reserves to expand them all, because they're under threat from deforestation for cattle ranching in Costa Rica, for example, and copper mining, particularly in Ecuador, where we have a 3,000 hectare reserve. So it's really important that we do what we can while we still can, because like in Ecuador in the tropical Andes, which is the most biodiverse region on the planet, where we have our Neblina reserve, 90% of the cloud forests have already been destroyed. So there's only 10% left, which is why as a charity we've been forced to actually buy forest ourselves, because previously we got sort of legal land rights for indigenous people in Colombia and places like that. But now, because it's so severe, you know, the threats, we're actually buying rainforest, which is fantastic for businesses that partner with us, mm-hmm. because they can say, right, we have actually, you know, bought 10 hectares or 1 hectare, whatever it might be, of rainforest, and we can actually provide photos, you know, of jaguars caught on the camera traps. And this is actually what they and their customers are doing to help save the planet. So it tells a very strong marketing story.
It just sounds very real as well. Like that is so kind of, just real is the only word that I can think of, when so much of kind of, you know, marketing and what businesses do, and particularly, you know, kind of sustainability and, you know, social responsibility and those kind of phrases get knocked around a lot, is all a little bit pie in the sky. You do something where you can actually see it is really impactful. That's awesome.
I think it's quite confusing for some companies, particularly SMEs, to know what to do, really. Mm. There's a lot of talk about, you know, we must do carbon offsetting. We must just sort of buy credits and this sort of thing, which is actually not necessary. It'd be much better to actually do direct nature conservation. And, you know, only businesses with, you know, multi-million pound turnovers actually have to report their carbon footprint. But it's absolutely essential for businesses to first assess their own carbon footprint, reduce that, and then decide how they can balance that. But with direct nature conservation through a small charity like Rainforest Concern, where you can pick up the phone and say, okay, I want to support your turtle project, your women's project in India, for example, there's lots of options that suit different companies, and they can take direct action.
That's brilliant. Tell me a little bit about your role and what you do.
Yes, well, my background's actually in television. I spent 20 years ITV in London and BBC Natural History in Bristol, right here, where David Attenborough programmes were all made. So as a producer-director, and then I've also done citywide sculpture trail projects. I've done a lot of sort of PR and marketing for events and charities and so on. But my role at Rainforest Concern is as a partnership a consultant, really. So I do corporate partnerships. So businesses any size, from an entrepreneur to a global telecoms business, get in touch and say, okay, we'd like to do something, what can we do? And then we tailor a sort of partnership package to suit them, whether it's like in Bristol, there's a solar company called SolarSense, and they, for every acre of solar panels they install, they sponsor 10 acres of rainforest. So they're helping us protect rainforest in Ecuador. And then there was another big legal company. They've got a 100-acre forest in Scotland, as you do. And they then purchased 100 acres of rainforest in Ecuador, again, to expand our reserves. And there's a lovely wellness business called Ancient and Brave. And they've actually bought 50 acres now of rainforest in Costa Rica to create the Bosque de las Madres project corridor, which is means the forest of the mothers, which is very lovely.
That's lovely. That is really lovely. So obviously, I mean, we're at a marketing event. What have you been looking for today? Where does marketing fit in with your day to day?
Well, I think businesses do need to be sustainable, but also to be seen to be sustainable. I think 2/3 of global customers or buyers want to actually do business with companies that are doing good, and they actively seek out those. And also for staff retention, I think something like, again, 70% of staff remain when they're working for a company that they're really proud of. So it's good for business to be sustainable, but also just, you know, sustainability, if you're not carbon offsetting, which is just a paperwork sort of exercise, really, in most cases, although there's some very good ones as well, of course. But actually, direct nature-based conservation means that they can tell a fantastic story with high-res images, video, content, and people can really engage with that. And also working with local communities, which we do very, very much. So there's a very strong marketing story to help align your brand with good work and good things. But obviously also greenwashing is something that's to be avoided at all costs. So telling the truth about everything is really vital. So the first thing to do for a company is to, you know, look inwards and work out what you're doing.
Yep.
And reduce your own carbon footprint, which can be like switching to renewable energy, which can save 40% mm-hmm. carbon footprint, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then obviously packaging, sustainable materials, encouraging your team to come to work by public transport, that sort of thing. But once you've done all of that, then you can actually balance carbon footprint with doing really fantastic work, with exciting projects. You know, not just, oh, God, we've got to do something sustainable to be seen to be doing the right thing. But actually, you can go and visit the project in Costa Rica. You can go and visit the sloth sanctuary and see how they're training these little sloths how to be sloths. And turtle conservation projects, and you know, you can gather up the eggs on the beach and then you can rear the little hatchlings and release them into the sea. So lots of really fabulous things. And this wonderful project at India, which is very much a sort of female empowerment project. We've 20 years Rainforest Concern's been supporting the training of these women from rural villages, which wouldn't normally have any sort of status or income, to become mini botanists. And then they go out into the forests and they collect really rare seeds. So they're literally climbing trees in their saris, collecting sort of seed pods and things. And then in the sanctuary, they grow 2,000 species of rare plants. And then they're rewilding former tea plantations. So turning completely like barren brown hills into gorgeous green lush forests where tigers and elephants are coming back for the first time in decades.
Wow.
And they're so delicate. They literally sow little seeds onto branches and things to make the sort of orchids grow. And they're really wonderful.
I could listen to you talk about this all day.
Oh, yeah, we haven't got all day,
quite happily. But I think what's kind of occurred to me as we've been chatting, and I think I already knew this, is just how much the public consciousness on these kind of issues has changed over the years, and therefore just how important it is for businesses. If there's someone listening to this, whether they are a business owner or whether they are part of a marketing team or whatever role that they play, mm-hmm. and they think, do you know what, I feel like our business should be doing more. Mm. What's your advice to a business in that situation? How do you make a start on doing the right stuff and not falling on the wrong side of the line on this?
Yes. Well, there's no legal obligation to do offsetting, which a lot of businesses think there is, but there isn't at all.
Right.
I mean, it's very important to be aware of your own carbon footprint. So once you've assessed that and done what you can to reduce it, then you can work to balance it by helping protect the planet in whichever way you want, really. But it's very important to actually team up with a small charity or organization that actually has been like verified in some way. So there is a 1% for the Planet, which is an organization. It's actually American, but they have a whole sort of stable of verified charities which companies sign up, it's a voluntary thing, to donate 1% of their turnover every year to 1% for the planet charities. So Rainforest Concern is one of those, for example. So we have a number of businesses that do that, and you get your nice 1% for the planet logo on your website.
Brill.
Which alongside your B Corp, which you may or may not have. It's a very long process, that one. But you know, that's an excellent way of getting involved, and you don't have to do all your diligence and research on the charities because it's already been done for you. But I think really just telling visual, fabulous stories about what your company is doing, rather than saying, oh, we're offsetting and we're going to be carbon neutral by 2040, and people just glaze over and think, well, sounds good, but, you know, what the hell does that mean, really? But you can actually say, you know, this is the 10 acres that we've protected, and these are the people that are helping protect it, and these are the animals that we're helping, and it's just a really powerful story. And it's so important now, you know, this day where thousands and thousands of hectares are being cut down every day. And, you know, we rely on the forest, obviously, for oxygen, for water, for rainfall. Also, it keeps all the topsoil in place. Like in Costa Rica, for example, there's been some deforestation, and then the topsoil ends up in the river, and then the sediment's going out to sea, and then it's destroying the coral reefs. So there's all these knock-on effects, you know, to messing with the ecosystem. So preserving ecosystems and rainforests is really important. And also, a lot of companies think they've got to do tree planting, which has its place in certain instances, but something like over 50% of saplings die before they reach 5 years old, certainly in tropical, you know, reforestation schemes.
Right, okay.
And so you're completely wasting your money when you could actually be preserving existing mature rainforests, which not only harbour sort of, well, preserve 300 to 400 sort of tons of CO2 per hectare, they're also preserving rich biodiversity and ecosystems that have been developing for thousands of years. You can get 1,000 species on one tree. I mean, it might be little ants or whatever, but, you know, they're creatures. So if you, I think they say that preserving an acre of mature rainforest sequesters 30 times more carbon than planting an acre of new saplings, which take years to actually achieve maturity.
You made the case very convincingly there. That's good work, good work. So if anyone is listening to this that wants to find out a little bit more about what you do, maybe how they could get involved, or maybe just wants to see some of the work that you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way would be just to go to the website, which is rainforestconcern.org. And my name's Megan, and so they can just get in touch any which way, and I can talk to them about partnership opportunities. We're really flexible, you know, we can tailor a project or a package to suit any sort of marketing and sustainability objectives.
Brilliant. Thank you for your time. It's been a real pleasure to chat.
Thank you so much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.